I am blessed. Now, send me the niggas I'm on.
Listen, affirmations have been in rotation, literally. So, we talking about the higher shark. But the affirmation is I am love.
Love is intentional.
Intention, hear me out. Let's break it down. We going straight into it. First off, shout out to Serena Mode and TT Mode.
Hey.
I'm going to say that one more time. Homie chilling on the lab going brazy with the pacifier. Chilling. But yeah, intention. But yeah, love is intention.
You had that on there?
Actually.
I thought I was spitting.
No, you actually was spitting. Okay. We definitely spitting that.
Which was the reason why I had to really get on dude. This the second missed date.
Wait, this the...
We were supposed to do last Monday first. Didn't call or nothing that time.
Why is this kind of like literally like reflection energy right now?
Last week. Got in his ass like I just got in that boy's ass.
Oh, I don't date niggas.
You don't? You don't date boys?
No. That sign was put up in...
I didn't know he was an LGBT.
LGBTQ. This was probably a real known fact known in this moment on June 20th and Pride Month. That's pretty lit.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That's all right. But
you can't go thinking things about people.
You're right.
Unless they say it, then.
And then you said
that it's traditional. I mean, that's my rule.
It's on the whole platform. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Lit. So. Going into like the whole intro of going into the intro of Serena, literally the intro to the intro, like how would you say you got started in like your whole comedy space to where you are creating like still right now type shit?
Been a long run and it ain't been easy, not even a little bit. And I think that one thing that keeps me going and it's synonymous with the thing that got me started. It's just like, I love to see people happy. I want to see, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel happy that much. You know what I'm saying? It's really a reflecting thing. Deflecting. Whatever, you know, what the millenniums call it. What the millenniums be saying?
Referencing what? Take me a step back.
I mean, you know, as in, I'm not, I think I'm a lot better now than when I first started with my mental health, but I'm not a happy person like that. But on stage, I am.
I hear you.
And I'm spreading it. And they be happy.
Hell yeah.
So it's kind of some weird shit, right? I'ma stay in therapy. You just pray for me.
Well,
I'm going to stay in therapy.
I would say give yourself love on that I am love.
You know, self-love is not a prominent thing in my life right now. I'm trying. I am, because ain't no trying, child. I definitely am switching things up, taking some time out for myself. In forms of like skincare, and you know, like that's how I'm having to start learning this whole self-care thing, because in my mind, I think I'm supposed to have some crab legs.
Crab?
I think I'm supposed to have a big ass bag of corn, potatoes, shrimp, crab, mussels.
I'm getting hungry though, Jean, damn.
Let's leave these kids here and go get some tacos.
Just as a human being, we don't absorb ourselves just in ourselves. I hope not.
That's some empty shit.
Listen, I didn't bend down rows with people to see a lot of personalities, and it's like, damn. Some people really are just orbed around themselves.
It's weird. I don't like it. I can't handle it. It makes me want to shit my pants.
Yeah. So just me is how I express love is like a, it's like, damn, you out here like extending love to a lot of niggas a lot, like for real, like just by default, innately, like this is just your fucking like aura, shit. Like I'm learning it through life, but while also loving myself, right? But still dealing with is they use the word love.
These niggas will make you go against your self-love rules. The brand new rules you just made, it be like the first day coming to test them rules. Like, what's the
devil? You gonna test to, you're testing me for me to understand how much I love myself. Like,
and that's
it's one of those.
Getting that ass today. You know, Chels, I don't need another body on me. I've been doing some shows here lately in Chicago, and it made me realize that I got more bodies than I think, and I am not that righteous.
Listen.
So if I don't need to add another body,
listen.
So be it.
I'm over here like, you provide the pen, I ain't gonna, and the paper, cause I'm a little tap. I'm a little tap. Ain't even really a body no more. It's just kind of like, do I want to add you on the list, G? I don't know.
Do you deserve to be on the roster?
I don't know.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't understand none of that shit.
I mean,
it's hard.
It's one of those,
y'all
like,
got some shit. You motherfuckers tell, say they can identify as anything.
Well, yeah, definitely, I've heard that.
So, bitch, I want to be a sloppy Joe.
Hilarious.
I've been wanting to be a sloppy Joe for a long time.
You funny as hell. I think.
Put me on.
Yeah, I would say non-binary is pretty much not conforming to either the male or female spectrum of
perspective. But, Chels, earlier you said you don't date men.
I don't. So, I identify in a non-binary space where I present as masculine. In a space,
Chels,
of,
you supposed to be masculine today.
Well, no, because it's laundry day.
Oh, okay.
But
fuck ceiling.
Yeah, no, I can't let it get that high. It's like when my underwear go low, I know it's time to start washing my shit.
Because
I ain't wearing really any that I mostly wear. But yeah, no, I can say for me, all of the women that I've dated has been either on the bisexual space or. And that was in my beginning phase because I was understanding and learning, like, how that is just not even nowhere near what my toe should be dipped in.
I'm finna say, because that's when a woman say they bisexual, like, don't that mean that your direct competition is a man?
Yes and no, because for me, I've dated women that would base how they should treat me from, like, past relationships with, like, hoes. Respectfully, if that's what they receive from me is like masculine energy, okay, but to understand that they like their entire existence in life, and just because they was born with a whole penis don't mean that I should be replicated in that same light or even thought to be,
because
at the end of the day I'm a whole
still
ass
two different person. Come on,
exactly,
person.
Right, so
you gonna say person?
Yeah,
yeah,
like I had to give myself like affirmation to love myself. So even still, like, while dealing with dynamics with my parents, with parents of, like, partners and shit, from, like, partners in relationships, like, some niggas would say some real, like, transphobic or, like, homophobic shit to where it would just make me pause, like, in the kitchen while cooking type energy. Whoa.
What's up, y'all? I'm Ja. Stop! I'm Ja. My pronouns are they, she. I am from Chicago, born and raised, Southside, born and raised. I am a creative, a community organizer, a herbalist, a student, a teacher, a lover, a healer, someone navigating the world in a Black queer body, trying to figure it out. I do a lot of things. I'm kind of like a jack of all trades. Right now, I'm investing a lot of energy into my nonprofit called Brown People Foundation. I run it with my mom. We do a lot of work around sustainability and earth stewardship, as well as birth justice, land sovereignty, land acknowledgement, collective economics, and skill sharing. I also am a visual artist. I do photography, videography. I'm a writer, poet, looking to get more into that again. I've kind of been on a bit of a hiatus. I don't know. I think that's it for right now, but that is subject to change whenever, because I like to explore different things. I've discovered that I can be patient. I've discovered a level of patience in myself and consistency that makes me really proud. Just from various projects that may have started kind of rocky or didn't have the best turnout or the most resources, and seeing what consistent work and just continuing to be a presence and developing my skill set and knowledge has like helped to expand. I've definitely seen the benefits of work and follow through, and being able to cultivate that within myself organically has been very rewarding and has definitely boosted my confidence in my ability to continue to like do other projects and invest in myself and invest in my community and know that the work that I'm doing is well received and needed. So yeah, I've also discovered that, you know, imposter syndrome is a lie, and you know, I do know the things that I know, and there are people who are eager to hear what I have to say. And I've just discovered so much community through the work that I do. The workshops in particular that I host, just the best people come out. The most knowledgeable, just like kind, patient, just like chill people. There's something about nature that just helps you slow down a bit, be more present and be more intentional and be more, I feel like, careful and compassionate towards others. And so yeah, meet some of the best people, and over the years I've cultivated a really dope community of what I would consider to be friends, and some family in some cases, of people who share a collective vision and are working towards progress and are actually doing the work to create the change that we want to see, which just continues to like lift me up and make me stronger, because you know, iron sharpens iron, and so I'm really grateful for that.
All That Abounds by Too Sweet Tony. I am love and all that abounds. I am beauty and peace. I'm a mystery venturing for discoveries yet to be found. I am a flame, all I need is a spark. Posted like a street lighting community, known to create magic in the dark. I am love and all that abounds. I am care and hope. I am the strength used daily to keep this life afloat. I am the patience necessary for growth. I am the joy and laughter infectious. I'm the boundaries that help protect us. I am love and all that abounds.
Hey everybody, this is comedian Serena Monet on IPR, and this is my new single, One Headlight, straight out of Chicago. Enjoy!
One headlight, one headlight, one headlight, one headlight, one headlight, one headlight, she got one headlight, one headlight, she got one headlight, one headlight, she got one headlight, one headlight.
On my way to the club, look at what I see a fine chocolate man in the car right next to me. He said, ooh, I love your style.
Them Tiggo Bitty sitting right.
But your car's leaking oil and you got one headlight. I said, let me get on out so you can see this big old thing. And if you nice and talking right, then I just might let you bang. Because I'm trying to find a freak. I'm all up in these streets looking for a little boo that's gonna buy me something to eat. But she got one headlight. She got one headlight, one headlight, she got one headlight, one headlight, she got one headlight, one headlight.
That's right, I pull up to the club, raising absolute hell, knowing good and damn well, I should probably be in jail.
Nails and lashes, and I look like,
swerving right, swerving left with a Louisa in hell. In my tank, ain't no gas. Oh, my flow is hella trash. All the lights on in the dash. I came to shake this ass. I'm ashy like an alligator chewing on some now and later. My friend said, bitch, what's all that noise? This shit's time for all the neighbors.
She got one headlight. One headlight, 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 hey.
Hey,
my ankle toe, hey. Child.
She better. Hey, hey, hey.
Louie.
My solicited advice would be, damn, like, this question's so heavy because it's like, I know how it feels. Like, I know how it feels to feel like you don't have love or support, like, in the work that you're doing, whether it's, like, from family or friends or your partner or damn near the people that you're working with, you know, the people who've asked you to do the work, the people that you're trying to help, you know what I mean? And so... I mean, for me, I've definitely prioritized, and I know this is going to sound like super cliche, but prioritize self-care, and not in the sense of like candles and like bubble baths and like, I don't know, whatever, I guess, the stereotypical idea of like self-care has become, but really just like prioritizing what it means to like care for and nurture yourself. Cultivating that real pure self-love, and not even from a space of, you know, you can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself, or you can't expect someone, because I kind of feel like that's bullshit. I think that everyone, you know, deserves love regardless of how you view yourself. That being said, I do think that how you view yourself will reflect on the love that you welcome into your life. And so I think that cultivating a healthy love for yourself will radiate outward, and not only will you be in a more secure space where the opinions of others won't affect you so much, but you will attract people who are aligned with that same vibration. And I believe that because it's happened for me. And so I think that when you actually take the time to do the work and dig deep and figure out who you are and what you want and your why, and your purpose, and you cultivate that, your community will come. Absolutely, your community will come.
So, Serena, real quick, fill in the blank on this one. When you fill in the blank with it.
I'm filling in the blank?
You're filling in the blank.
I never was really good at that, girl.
But I feel like this is very simple. Only thing you gotta do is explain why.
You know what blank I like filling in?
What?
The weed and the cigarello.
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to that.
I might be doing that right now. The people would never know.
Listen. Who knows? Filling blank. Love is
intentional.
And why?
Because when you know you love somebody, you're going to do everything you can to keep them. Your intention is going to be, like, very clear. And when the intentions ain't clear, they don't love you, G. That's just what it is. They go for niggas, friends, family. People going to watch how they treat you when they really do love you, G. And it sucks to say, when they not, they don't love you. And even the nigga that you laying up with right now, girl, this is your clue to leave him, okay? You was looking for a, what they say, signal. You was looking for a what? What they be saying? You feeling the blank. What they be saying? You looking for a signal or something? What the young girls be saying? This your signal, girl. Get up and leave. Even if he at your house, leave him at your house, girl.
He, she, they.
Everybody.
Any and all. How do you embrace and accept life?
I ain't accepting things right now, actually.
Pursuing comedy, though.
You know, I ain't even accepting things like that. A lot of my homies and even some of my family members been, like, trying to beat it in my head like I'm some superstar or something like that. And I will not accept it because I don't feel like I did enough work. continuing with being honest with myself and being consistent in my craft, I can't do nothing but win. Big prr.
Come on with the R's. And that's real. Because, like, what are some things you would say you can say throughout your journey, like, even just career right now, where you are, where you first started, from the first show you did to the present, like, what are some things you can say you've discovered within yourself, and so, like, why this is, like, what you do, you know what I'm saying?
I discovered that I never really felt like a pretty girl, you know what I mean? I discovered that without somebody saying it to me, that I have low self-esteem. Can't accept a compliment. You know what I'm saying? Think everybody lying about everything when they say something nice about me or to me. You know what I'm saying? That's some weird shit. That ain't normal. And so, realizing all of that, I feel like with me working on myself for real, that somehow the people could tell, girl. You know, somehow the people could feel the energy of, I am really out here grinding and I might not make it, but I'm finna keep it real with y'all, and I'm just gonna give y'all who I am. And respecting where I am at a certain moment and not looking at everybody on social media wanting what they got, just accepting what I have.
Some love you can give to people that feel like they don't have the love.
You not alone. Everybody feel like that. Damn, that was insensitive. You not alone. Secretly, everybody feels this way.
Advice to them to keep going, like.
Keep going so you can find this other motherfucker that feel the same way you feel. It ain't gonna be hard, girl. Trust me. Y'all, it ain't hard. We all have the same feelings. It's a simulation. Somebody up there hitting the switches. Everything is the same, okay? Ain't nobody going through nothing. Nobody ain't went through or is going through. It's all a repetition, bitch. Don't get caught up in the simulation. Say fuck that simulation and you start simulating some shit. And that's just period.
Period.